So, as we begin to look at the world from a new perspective, I think it would be a good idea to start out with getting clear on what it is that we want to accomplish while being here at this Master Practitioner Training. So, let's just take about 30. In NLP, we always say begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. So let's take about just a few minutes. Take a few minutes to write down what is it your or what's your outcome for being here. I want you to make your goal so big, so grandiose that if you were to get it, it would make this the most important training that you'd ever taken in your life, or the most important training experience, or even the most important period of time spent in your life. Why not up the ante? So let's write down some goals and make them so big that if you were to get those goals, it would make this the most important training experience you'd ever taken. Take a few minutes to do that. Ready, go. All right, come on back. Quick story for you. I was living in Mexico, and it must have been I don't remember how long ago it was. It must have been 9 years ago or something like that. Maybe longer. But I was in Mexico, down in the heart of Mexico, and one day, I was living in a hotel resort because I was working there, and one day somebody came into the resort. That was a martial artist. I knew they were martial artists. I had studied martial arts before, and somehow we got into this conversation. And she told me that there was something going on. See, I had gotten my black belt in Twin Dragon Kung Fu. And I had done it a few years prior to that. And there was a martial artist that came into the resort, and she said, you know, she said, there's some stuff going on back in the real world. Because I wasn't really living in the real world. And she said, now they've got this thing called the Ultimate Fighting Championship, where they were putting all these people in an octagon cage and having them go into the octagon cage, and they were matching different styles. Like, they matched the kickboxers against the sumo wrestlers, and they brought in wrestlers. And she said, right now, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu guys, these guys are from Brazil, are just, she said, this is all the rage in the States right now, because they're just blowing everybody else away. Now, for me, this kind of shook my model of the world up a little bit. Because I had, as I mentioned, I had studied all my life. I got my black belt in Twin Dragon Kung Fu. And I thought the style was pretty good. And I thought, well, that's hard to believe, was my first thought. It's hard to believe that these Brazilian jiu-jitsu guys are coming in and beating everybody in these no-holds-barred fighting matches. So she sent me a bootleg tape. And I remember one night going out to a videotape. I remember one night going out to the horseback riding stables, because that's the only place we had a video camera in the resort, because we did video critique. I remember going out to the horseback riding stables, and I was in there watching this tape, and I watched this little Brazilian guy. Now, interestingly enough, the tape that I got had my instructor, his partner that created the style of martial arts that I studied, his partner was actually fighting in this tournament. And I thought, wow, what luck. I found my instructor's partner was going to fight in this tournament. And his name's Ron Van Cleef. He's the back, they call him Black Dragon. He's got like a 10th degree black belt. And I thought, wow, this is great. I got to go watch this video with my instructor's partner in it, who I had always just idolized throughout my youth. And so I go in to watch, and I see this Brazilian guy, Royce Gracie, goes in, and he took Ron Van Cleef. He took him down to the mat within 10 seconds and had him beat within 20. Of the match starting. And here's a 10th degree black belt, this guy that I looked up to all my life, and he went down in about 20 seconds, and I saw him, he had lost the match in about 20 seconds, and I thought, wow. You know, kind of shifted my thoughts about the world in general. I don't know if you've ever had an experience like that where you thought things were one way, and then all of a sudden you realize you were in a different way. Anybody ever had that experience before? Like, have you? It's like you were so secure that, hey, this is reality. And that's how I was. I thought that my reality was something that got shifted for me in a matter of seconds when I watched that match. And that kind of inspired me. It's like, wow, my thinking was changing. And so I came back to the States a couple of years thereafter, and I immediately went to go seek out this guy, because I always wanted to, you know, I figured, I guess I was a modeler even before NLP, because I went out and found a true role model of excellence. So I went out and I found Royce Gracie, and I started training with the Gracies at the Gracie Academy in Jiu-Jitsu. And I started learning this new art, and it was like a whole new world for me. And it was so much fun. It was really neat to first have my model of the world shooken up like it was, and it was really shook, but then to start training with them. And I remember it came time where I was going to fight in my first Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournament. Now, I had done karate tournaments before. I won all sorts of trophies and stuff when I was younger. But this was something new. It was different. It was almost like wrestling with joint locks and grappling and stuff like that. So I go to fight in one of the first tournaments, and Royce was actually the referee for the match. So I'm standing there, and I had never done this before. This was totally new territory for me. So I'm standing there in this totally new territory, and I've got this guy that I'm about to fight with, and Royce Gracie's standing there, and he's like, okay, Chris, come on, are you ready, Chris? Royce is so funny, you know, I'd roll around with him sometimes on the mat, and he's like, fight harder, Chris, come on, fight harder. He's like fighting with water, you know, I'd be rolling around fighting my hardest, and he'd have my arm in a joint lock or something, you know. So now here he is, and he's refereeing this match, and I'm getting ready to go. And I had a certain level of confidence in what I knew before. Because before, I mean, I'd spent years studying what I had studied, but this was like a new world for me. And so I'm standing there, and I don't know if you've ever felt a little nervous or hesitant, or it's like I didn't know if I could really trust this new system. I mean, I was so used to falling back on what I had fallen back on, I was having to step outside my comfort zone. You ever had an experience like that, where you really had to step outside your comfort zone and kind of step up? It was one of those occasions there, and I could feel that there was a little bit of confusion even inside of me as to whether I really wanted to be there. You know, because I'm standing there in front of this guy who wants to take me down. Got this little bit of confusion going on inside myself, and I was really stepping outside of my comfort zone mentally before I could even start the match. And I'm standing there, and I'm going, hey, do I even really want to be here?